At this point, I just want to briefly go through some of the elements that are actually detailed in the work that accompanies this CD. The next section has been created in order to provide structured aims for developing and making an approach that can consistently be part of your everyday life. Please don't skim over any of the features, otherwise you will weaken the effect, which can result in feelings of frustration. And of course, this only fuels the conscious ego's judgmental stance based on its fear, which I mentioned earlier. Remember that the Western world, an emphasis on the conscious mind thinking, has usually become grossly overdeveloped, leading to the imbalance which we are now trying to redress at this stage in your development. Preparation is about contemplation, is about sustaining the connection, is about affirmation or making heartfelt promise, creating a firm belief that this can be and will be your own reality. To reflect or take time out on a regular basis to both consolidate your current understanding of the changes that you've made and to feel, yes, using the emotional barometer, the next step or direction that you know you need to take and at what pace you need to take it at. Remember, energetic principles are expansive and don't always fit neatly into the boxes created by your conscious mind. Contemplation, taking time out on a regular basis, enables and allows flexibility. This will always be experienced by you in those moments as dynamic, as a dynamic, vibrant process. And finally, affirmations, promises that we make to ourselves, to undertake, to guarantee our potential. But of course, all these affirmations must be personally meaningful to you. Many authors write how, when we're creating change, it's important not to talk to others about the content of our plans until there has been some objective sign in our world of them emerging in our lives. This is the key to affirmations, which is where we have to make a heartfelt connection with our inner guidance. Even after making every effort to make this connection, then re-examine the affirmation to see if your intuitive guidance accepts such affirmation as the next logical stage in your soul progression. This leads to a fearless belief, a non-resistance, if you like, gently and respectfully putting the ego back in its place, and always from a position of love. All is in place, it is just a matter of recognizing it. For example, I attended a large meeting because a colleague was presenting his work that night. All delegates regularly met for positive support after attending various personal development seminars. A middle-aged woman talked to the group and explained how recently she'd gained a powerful personal insight which she was now acting on to enable her at long last to integrate many, many of the principles that she had learned at personal development workshops over the years into a meaningful relationship with her and her lifestyle. Be clear that visualizing and visioning are entirely different things and operate in entirely different ways. Visualizing is a conscious mental process grounded by reasoning. Visioning is a process designed to access our superconscious mind and is governed by intuition. For example, imagine if a person uses his imagination based on his conscious mind to build a house, accesses his intuition, discovers his full potential, and realizes that in actual fact he should be, in his imagination, building a palace.